Talk 1620 WTAW. Chelsea Reber here with Patricia Gerling. And Patricia is part of Pink Alliance. Patricia, can you just give us a little more background on what Pink Alliance is?
Pink Alliance is a local nonprofit organization that's dedicated to breast health and cancer support. We serve the Brazos Valley as an advocate in that regard.
What makes Pink Alliance stand out among other organizations that also have the same cause for breast cancer awareness?
Well, the unique thing about the Pink Alliance is that we live locally and we give locally, and it's all about giving back to the breast cancer patients and the survivors here in our community. We have phenomenal alliances with our medical community because we want to make sure that when women are diagnosed at the instantaneously moment of their diagnosis, they have all the educational information that they may need to be able to make that educated guess, that decision on what to do next.
And tonight we're here for a very special reason. We're here for the speaker reveal reception for your Surviving and Thriving Luncheon. First, can you just give us a little bit more information about the luncheon and what the cause is for the luncheon?
Right. Surviving and Thriving is 13 years old, and the Pink Alliance is honored to serve as the hosting sponsor for the community. This is a community luncheon. Along with our board members, we have volunteers from throughout the community who are dedicated to furthering breast cancer awareness, and that's what we are all about. During the month of October, we get together with a special speaker on an annual basis and celebrate survivorship. There are countless breast cancer survivors throughout this community, and we celebrate life every day. It's a gift. In addition to that, we want to talk about good breast health. We talk about breast cancer awareness because everyone should know their body and to be able to know, you know, what the needs are in a diagnosis.
And tonight we found out who that special guest speaker is going to be. Can you tell us who that is?
That is correct. We were so excited. We had a speaker reveal reception here at Christopher's World Grill, sponsored by Smith Dairy Queen and Christopher's. And tonight we announce that Joan London is coming to Bryan College Station on Thursday, October the 8th, 11:30 a.m. at the Hilton Conference Center. We are so excited. Joan was diagnosed with breast cancer right at a year ago. And as a result of her triumph and her journey, she has taken the role as an advocate for women's health and nutrition, and has, on September the 22nd, will release a new book, Had I Known, talking about her memoir of survival as a breast cancer survivor. And most recently, she has released her own online television network available to anyone and everyone online for breast cancer patients and survivors. It's called Alive with Joan. And I encourage people just to take a look at it. She's a phenomenal woman. Mother of seven, she does it all. She's covered five presidents, five Olympics.
She's done a ton of stuff.
She has.
What was the process of getting a guest speaker like Joan London? Did she even know where Bryan College Station was?
Believe it or not, she has been to Bryan College Station once before. I understand she came out to Disaster City several years ago and visited with some agency officials at the Texas A&M Engineering Extension Service. But we are very excited to be on the front end of her book tour because she'll be here on that Thursday, October the 8th, and then the next day she's in the Woodlands. And so it's a phenomenal opportunity for someone of that caliber, that celebrity, journalist, icon in and of herself. She, for 20 years, she was the face of Good Morning America, and we all grew up with her, and I think the community is just going to be enamored with who she is and where she is today. But we encourage people, the Hilton is going to very quickly sell out, so we encourage people to visit survivingandthriving.org. Sponsorships are available on a limited, you know, capability, and luncheon reservations are available online as well. So
is it open to the public right now, to the community?
It is open to the public. Yes, it is.
And like you said, sponsorships are growing quickly. Tables are growing quickly. So go ahead and get out there and make sure that you want to see Joan and see this great event, to get out there and get your name on the list.
It is. She will. We will have her books available there, and she'll be personally autographing them afterwards. And so what a great tribute to honor someone who has walked many of our shoes as a breast cancer patient and be able to make that real and come full circle. So we're excited.
Patricia, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Just the special thanks to all of the sponsors who have been with us since, you know, day one. We've had some phenomenal speakers, and this is probably the most celebrated speaker and a celebrity that we're bringing here to Bryan College Station. And we just feel honored and blessed to be able to do that on behalf of our community.
Thanks again to President of Pink Alliance, Patricia Gerling, for visiting with us. Again, Joan London coming to the 13th Annual Surviving and Thriving Luncheon Thursday, October 8th. Sponsorship opportunities are still available along with individual luncheon reservations. However, they are going fast. Visit survivingandthriving.org for more information. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.